From SBR News, this is Inland Journal. I'm Doug Nadvornik. There's little drama involved with Spokane County races on the August 4th primary election ballot. Many candidates are unopposed, or their races feature only two people who will both advance to the November election. The county auditor's race is the outlier. Longtime incumbent Vicki Dalton is retiring, and three candidates, two Republicans and one Democrat, are vying for two slots. Today, we'll hear from those three, Republicans Dale Whitaker and Michael Cathcart, and Democrat Callie Gee, about their plans for the office and why they're running. The auditor's office runs the county's elections, but it has other responsibilities too, and we'll hear about those as well this week on Inland Journal. We'll go in alphabetical order and start with Michael Cathcart. Cathcart is in his second term on the Spokane City Council. There, he's officially nonpartisan, though he's running as a Republican for auditor.
You know, I saw this opportunity as something that really does fit, I think, my experience and qualifications and efforts, not just the last 6.5, 7 years on council, but going back well before. Government transparency and accountability have been very big through lines in my life and service on the city council. And at the end of the day, the auditor is the trust office. It's the office that builds that public trust. And I really believe, as somebody who is a fan or prefers more limited government, I really see the value and importance of public trust, because what ends up happening if folks lose faith or confidence in government is either they disengage and they stop participating, as we've seen with some voters. They might take things into their own hands in certain ways that could be very dangerous. Or what we often see is a kind of a run towards more government, perhaps in a different form or different way. And so making sure that government is open, accessible, and trustworthy is, I think, paramount, especially at the local level. And so I see this as a great opportunity to do those things in that office. You know, we can, I think, reform some areas in some ways to make sure that we are approaching it with this transparency first mindset. And I just think there's a lot of really positive benefits that can come from serving in that role.
So let's follow what you just said.
Sure.
In terms of things that you think can be changed, are there specifics that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, first off, I will just say, because it's not a secret and I'm proud to have it, you know, our current auditor, Vicki Dalton, has endorsed me in this race. She's crossed party lines to do so, and so I'm very grateful for her support. And I've got a lot of support from almost, not all, but almost every elected Republican as well, and many, many community members across the board. And so what I think we can do in that office is perhaps a little bit different than Vicki, is I want to coordinate a bipartisan or nonpartisan group of folks to advise within the elections office how we can improve the observation process. And I think that there are obviously limits at the state and local level that we have to abide by. But within that, are there things we can do in the office that would improve the observation, that would make it more meaningful? And having voices there from Democrat, Republican, independent, you know, libertarian, green, whatever it might be, I think is going to be very, very important. The auditor at the end of the day serves everybody, not just one party or one faction of folks. And so making sure that we're getting that input so that they all feel comfortable with what is happening in that office, I think is going to be very important. Further, I am very excited to pursue a broadening of the post-election audits. I think there are options and ways that we can go about that. Some counties already do it. State law basically says that there's a floor, but it doesn't have a ceiling. And
floor as in what?
In terms of the minimum that you have to do for post-election audits, right? So you have to do kind of a bare minimum that looks at a local race and a state race. But we could add additional races to that. We could do a broadening of the batch audit process. And so that's something I believe that will build a lot of confidence for folks. And at the end of the day, building confidence in the elections, I think, is really important. You know, I see polls every once in a while that show a pretty significant number of folks just do not believe their vote counts. And these are people who, you know, need and deserve to have their voice heard. And I think if we can improve the system to add that confidence, they will then continue to participate, which I think is extremely important for our democracy. Also, you know, just opening up the entire process to the public to see from beginning to end how we handle the ballots, how we make it secure, how we do those things in a very transparent, very visible way, I think will do wonders for the public and building that confidence. And so, you know, with Vicky having been there for 28 years, but, you know, approaching things in kind of her ways, I think it creates this opportunity to, you know, adjust a little bit and make sure that the people have, you know, full confidence, especially being a new auditor in that role, in what's going on inside that office.
So do you believe in your core that the state's vote by mail system is safe, and in terms of ballots, all the ballots being counted and no more ballots being counted or whatever nefarious things we think about?
Yeah, I think that there are absolutely perceptions that it is not. And that's what I want to address with a lot of the policies and reforms that I would be implementing. But do I think at its core that it is corrupted, it's not working, it's fraudulent? No, and I don't think the results bear that out either. I think there are likely issues in the voter rolls, much of which would fall to the Secretary of State to oversee and modify. And certainly the auditor will have a role in you know, working with the Secretary of State on that. But on the actual process itself, you just look across the county at the folks who are winning elections and whatnot, and it's just hard to believe that something is being done fraudulently when a Democrat is running the office and Republicans are largely winning many of the county races. So for me, that sort of shows it. You can also look at the hand recounts that have been done that show very minimal to no discrepancies between the counts. So I think that there are a lot of positives, but I will just say too, I believe that folks who want to vote in a more in-person way should have some options to do that. Now, I can't necessarily implement that as the auditor, and that's not my job. My job is to execute the law as it's written and to do so, you know, faithfully and with integrity. But if we could get some ability to broaden some sort of whether it's more voter service centers or poll sites or whatever you want to call them, and that people can come in and be in person because they feel more confident, I think that that is a really positive thing and that we should do it. Because the other part of it, too, is we have lost the civic camaraderie, I believe, that came with going to the polling places. You know, when I was a kid, I talk about this a lot, but when I was a kid, my dad would take me out of class every election day. We'd go down to the poll site in the gym and we would vote together. And it really wasn't just about voting. It was also about learning kind of what it means to be an informed voter. We would walk through the ballot together, talk about races, judges, for instance, if just wasn't clear on, you know, what somebody stood for or, you know, who to vote for, you know, whether it was okay to not vote in that race, that sort of conversation, which really, I think, has made me who I am today. But also it, you know, you come in and there's the Republican and there's the Democrat running the table. And in the, you know, my precinct, a very well-known Democrat, Sally Jackson, was the one who would always be running those. And she would, you know, she and the Republican would get to know me by name. You know, every election I came in with my dad and they would see me. They would know who I am. And you would see your neighbors. You'd see the folks all around, you know, your community. And I think that helps sort of throw down your swords at the end of this fight and say, okay, you know, we are one community now. Let's work together, move forward, at least until the next election. But I think having that camaraderie is an important piece. But the vote by mail, I don't want anybody to have a restriction on their ability to vote by mail, by absentee, whatever you want to call it. We have had the ability to do it for any reason since 1992, and I would not want to roll back the clock before that.
So you're not looking for some, as some would say, we just need in-person polling and that's it. You're saying, no, we need a whole variety.
I think we need options. I think folks who, you know, I've got a neighbor who, you know, has some health issues and wouldn't be able to always get to the polls. And I just think about, we want to make sure that somebody like that has the option. What about somebody who's just out of town? You know, I've heard stories from people in other states where they do have these really tight restrictions. They've had to apply 3, 4, 5 times to get permission from the government to vote absentee. I don't think it's any of government's damn business why you want to vote by absentee, right? Whether it's a need or a want or what have you, that's your privacy, your issue, not for the government to decide. But we should have options for folks to be able to vote in the way that they think is the most secure for them.
Michael Cathcart is a Republican candidate for Spokane County Auditor. You're listening to Inland Journal. Callie G is the one Democrat in the Spokane County Auditor's race. She's a tax accountant at Baker Tilly in Spokane.
I grew up in around Mount Spokane and grew up skiing on the mountain. I also love to go whitewater rafting in the summer with my family and friends and camping. And I just think that this area is so special. And I think that, like, with the river running through our city, this is such a beautiful place. I feel so lucky to have grown up here and continue to live and work here. And I hope that we can, you know, continue to push our local government in a way that we can protect our beautiful lands and protect our future as a county and whether that's financials, our elections. I mean, it's all so important and it all ties together. And so I just wanted to.
So what's the allure of the auditor's job for you?
Yeah, well, it's obviously a very important job, not an office that a lot of people think of often unless they wake up needing a marriage license or some election information or, you know, it's actually election season. That's when people are really thinking about it. But when I saw that our current auditor was retiring and there was a spot open, I was doing a lot of research on the job. I sat down with Vicky and got a tour of the office and really learning about the responsibilities of the role. And I found they really aligned with who I am and what I've spent my career learning and practicing and working on. And so, you know, I found that it aligned a lot with what I feel like I can do to help my community more in a better way than, you know, helping just corporations and high net worth individuals, you know, pay less at the bottom line. I want to use my education and experience in a way that means more for my community. In the auditor's office, it seems like the place for me to do that.
So you've alluded to this, but what are the parts of the auditor's office?
Yeah, so there's four departments. We're going to start with elections because it's top of mind for everyone right now. The auditor's office administers our elections, making sure that they are run according to state law, and then verifying the results afterwards and communicating that with the public. Also, kind of weaving through all of these departments, I'm going to talk about public trust because it is the largest overarching responsibility of the auditor is ensuring public trust. And so with elections, that means bringing our community in on poll watching, on the education of how our elections are ran, and as well as just ensuring that every eligible voter can be confident that their ballot is counted accurately and on time, and that's verified. So that is our first department. We also have licensing, so that covers vehicle licensing, vessel licensing, and marriage licensing, which is what a lot of people end up going into the auditor's office to do. So it's a very customer service facing department, very important to keep those services accessible and efficient for Spokane County residents. And then we've got public records, which is also very, very important. You know, our Spokane County, we keep our records that go back to the very founding of our county, and the auditor's office's job is to make sure that all of those records from then on are preserved forever, not just for the next 100 or 200 years, forever. And then finally, we have the financial services office, which is really, I think, where my finance and accounting education and background comes in. The auditor is the chief accountant for the county, preparing our annual county financial reports and sending those up to the state auditor's office. And so it's really, really important that we have someone in this role with the professional accounting experience needed, just even to understand balance sheets, financial statements. That's what I spend all day, every day doing. And so I feel very, very confident that I'm going to be able to manage that department well and communicate our financial reports well to our residents.
So given that the elections gets most of the attention here, what do you feel like you need to learn in order to become proficient in that part of the job?
Yeah, that's a great question. There is a lot to learn. I am going to the ballot tabulation test today right after this. So I'm excited for that. I toured the elections office with Vicky and I met a lot of people there. I know that they've got an incredible team going on. That process they walked me through is on lock, and that's, it's incredible. And so I think getting into that department and meeting more people and just talking to them and learning from the people that have been doing this work for over a decade.
Tell me about an elected official that you particularly admire and why.
Yeah, that's a great question. Amber Waldriff, county commissioner, she's just an incredible woman, an incredible leader. I really look up to her in the way that she cares so much about our county and is working so hard to ensure an equity and working for families in Spokane, working towards better health care. And yeah, she's just an incredible person, and she has endorsed my campaign, and I'm really grateful for her guidance and leadership in this. So
as you try to educate voters about this job, how do you think they should evaluate what the county auditor should be and pick the right candidate?
Yeah, I think that it comes down to the person's professional experience in order to lead this office. This is one of the few elected offices where a person's real professional education and experience can actually affect how our government works day to day. And so I think that Spokane County residents should evaluate our options and pick who they feel has the qualifications in order to run this office well, and as well as the passion and energy to, push Spokane County to be better. I believe that our auditor's office has done an incredible job over the last decade, 28 years, keeping our elections secure and our county government honest. I think there doesn't mean that there's not room for change and improvement. And I'm always a person who's very forward-thinking, looking for, ways to make things more efficient and work better. And so me as a young person, I'm looking at the next 50 years of this county that I was born and raised in and grew up in and love so much. So, I'm number one, the qualified. I have the education and experience working in public accounting to do this job well. I also really have the mindset and the passion for it. So I think that that's what residents should look for in all elected leaders.
So as you've learned more about the job, are there things that you want to go in and change, tweak, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think that, it's hard from my position right now to necessarily criticize or try to pick out particular things that I think, but there's always room for more communication and just bringing the public more in on the decision-making process, and as well as breaking down the complicated financial state that we're in. I mean, our county's in a big deficit right now, and it causes, I think, a lot of taxpayers to feel uneasy and a little bit disengaged and, disenfranchised. And I think that the best antidote to that is education and communication and being out in the community and just ensuring that Spokane County residents can trust the auditor's office. It's a big deal. And so you have to earn that trust, and then you have to verify.
Getting a lot of questions about what the auditor does when mm-hmm. you go out and talk to people.
Oh, yeah. It's the first thing on my website because it's the first question I always get asked. But it's been really great to go out and talk to people in the community and educate them a little bit more about how our county government works. A lot of people they know about city council. They know about our federal, representatives. But the county government is so important. And especially when we think about, for example, our elections and the pressure that's coming down from the federal government, right? It's really, really important that we have someone in our auditor's office who's going to stand with integrity and protect Spokane County residents' right to vote. And I think that is why local leadership is so important right now, because federally things can seem so scary and so, out of our reach. But that really is why we have to lock in and pick good leaders this fall. And so that's my message for Spokane.
That's Callie G, a Democratic candidate for Spokane County Auditor. You're listening to Inland Journal, and we're talking with the candidates for Spokane County Auditor. All want to replace Democrat Vicki Dalton, the longtime incumbent. The final candidate in the race is Republican Dale Whitaker.
I am an accountant. I've been an accountant for about 18 years now. I have a small tax practice here in Spokane. I've run that for about a decade now, maybe a little more. I was the chief financial officer of a national precious metals firm, and while I was there, I uncovered systemic fraud within a certain segment of the industry. I quit my job, and I blew the whistle on that company, And I've spent the last 8 years recovering funds for victims of financial fraud. And in that time, I've recovered over $30 million for victims.
Victims all over the country?
All of these precious metals firms, they advertise nationally. And so if they have had this done to them, they reach out to me and then we go through a process. I'm probably 80% successful in getting them the majority of their funds back.
So why did you decide, because people don't just on a whim decide to run for office, how did you make the decision to run for auditor?
The reality is that the Spokane County Auditor's Office, it's something that a lot of folks don't understand what they do, but it's actually very, very important. It's a boring job. It's not exciting. You're not going to go to work every day and you're not throwing a party and you're not arguing with your fellow council members or anything like this. But it's very, very important. We handle $1 billion, almost $1 billion now in countywide spending. And, you know, when I looked at the candidate pool, I just felt like I was the most qualified and decided, you know, this is what I'm going to throw my hat in the ring for. And I think my qualities and my professional background really lend to this position. And I think that I can really, really do a good service for the people of Spokane County.
It's an office that has become known for the elections for the most part, but what you're saying is it's broader than the elections.
Yeah, so the auditor's office oversees licensing, records, elections, and financial services. So one of the misconceptions is that we deal with the budget. We don't deal with the budget. We are responsible for paying the bills, and that's $1 billion. Like I said, almost $1 billion of spending on countywide bills and payroll. So for me, I think when I want someone doing that job, I want someone qualified. I want someone that's done the job. And I want someone that's willing to speak up when they see something that may be a little untoward. So I think it's really important that we have a county auditor that fundamentally understands accounting processes and systems. So that's why I believe I'm the best candidate for the job.
What sort of influence do you hope to have?
Really, I think that the big thing is we need to get together with the countywide elected officials, and we need to really work on our processes. I've talked to a lot of the countywide electeds, and the financial systems that have been put in place aren't great. Employee morale seems to be very low. And I think that being able to go in there day one, be able to see what needs to be fixed, what needs to function properly, bring employee morale up, bring efficiency up so we can put our bring our costs down, and then just use the auditor's office to make sure that our countywide electeds and our countywide processes are good. And I think that this is a good way to do that.
Are there particular areas that you think are weak? We talked about a broad variety of areas, but is there one or two areas in specific?
I would say records is probably the strongest, but I think even with licensing, I want to work with our partners to say how do we get the customer service wait times down? What processes can we implement? You know, where are the bottlenecks? What processes can we implement so that folks aren't waiting 30, 40 minutes to go in and get new license plates or register a new vehicle, whatever it may be? And so I want to work with our partners to make sure that we're streamlining those processes so that people in the county can hopefully be in and out in 10 minutes or less. Again, the accounting system that they've just implemented, from my understanding, is not good. That needs to be worked on. I've built accounting systems from the ground up. And so I think that those are the key ones. And then in elections, you know, there's things that we need to make sure that we're doing, making sure that we're counting all the ballots as quickly and efficiently as possible. I think that we need to make sure that our chain of custody is really good, and we need to make sure that our signature verification is strengthened.
Do you think it's not a very good system right now?
I think that there's ways we can absolutely look at any system and you can improve it. So I think that that's true for elections, it's true for financial services, it's true for the licensing division. There's always improvement that can be made. And so what I want to do is just make sure that those processes, when it comes to elections or financial services, are being looked at and we're doing what we can as efficiently as possible.
So tell me about an elected official you admire and why.
Well, that's a tough one. Current elected official?
Current, past.
Winston Churchill is one that I really admire. You know, he spent a good decade being ridiculed by the ruling class, let's say, about his forewarnings of what Hitler was doing. And I think that to have that foresight and to be able to lead a country and a world, really, through one of the, or if not the biggest event in world history, I think that, you know, for all of his flaws, the man was dead set on abolishing evil. And I think that was I think I would have to go with Churchill.
So what kind of leader are you? You would be stepping into a completely new office. How would you get those people who have worked in that office for a long time mm-hmm. to respect you and believe that you're doing a good job?
Yeah, well, I believe that a leader is only as strong as their weakest link. So you want to be able to go in there on day one and instill confidence in people and let them know that they can trust you. And that's one of the things that I do when I work with people is I let them know, like, hey, we might disagree on political issues, but we're not here to be politicians. We're here to provide service. And I want my employees to know that, hey, if there's something you think we can improve, come to me. It might be a good idea. It might be a bad idea. But let's look at all of the ideas. Let's get together. You've been here a long time. You know what processes work. You know what processes you hate. Let's look at these and let's improve. Let's improve together. And so I think day one, I'm going to go in and I want to have a meeting with my team and just say, forget everything you think you know about me and you've heard on the street or whatever it may be. I'm here to help you be the best at what you can be do. And I want you to help me be the better leader that I can be. And so, you know, when you have that level of trust where people believe they can come to you with anything and there's no repercussions and that honesty is the foremost a characteristic of everything that we do, people will follow that, and they like to look at that.
Voters don't know very much about your job. What do you want voters, how do you want them to evaluate candidates for county auditor?
Look, this is a resume race, right? This is a quintessential resume race. So what that means is you have to look at the resumes of the people who are running, and you have to think, would I hire this person to do this job for me if I were to hire this person, right? And so when you look at this and you look at all the resumes side by side, I'm really the only qualified candidate on the ballot for this position. Again, over almost two decades, so about 18 years experience in accounting and financial management. I've owned my own small tax practice here in town, serving small businesses here in Spokane and beyond, actually. And, you know, they need someone that they can trust with knowing the processes, knowing procedure, knowing accounting is, you know, people like to talk about elections and elections are very important. Don't get me wrong. But $1 billion of spending of countywide money, that is that's a lot of money. And it's only growing. That budget is only growing. And so we need someone at the helm that can go in on day one and can fundamentally understand accounting systems.
So what are lessons you've learned from other elected officials who maybe you've been around about how to be effective?
Well, it's a broad term, effectiveness, because there's only so much you can do within the purview. You know, we don't legislate anything in the auditor's office. But really, communication is the biggest key. And being able to talk to people, being willing to talk to people. And like I said, day one, talk to my staff. Hey, what works, what doesn't work? I want the list. I want to see what works, what doesn't work. And everyone's going to have their own opinion, but let's get to a place where we can say, okay, these are the core things we're going to focus on right now. These are the things we're going to put on the back burner. We want to look at, but they're not as important. And then let's move forward on these issues.
Dale Whitaker is one of two Republican candidates running for Spokane County Auditor, one of three candidates overall. The top two vote-getters in the August primary election will move on to the November general election. Inland Journal is the weekly public affairs program produced at SPR News. It's on the radio every Thursday at 12:30 and every Saturday at 2:30. Listen online anytime at SpokanePublicRadio.org. Next week, we'll continue our interviews with Spokane area candidates whose names are on the August ballot. Thank you for listening. I'm Doug Nadvornik.